Hi, welcome to the Daily Listen. Today is April 21st. Today and for the next 3 days after, we're going to be looking at the story of Jonah in the Old Testament. Today, looking at chapter 1, verses 7 through 16. This is the portion where they're already on the boat, the storm has struck, the sailors are casting lots to find out who's responsible, and it falls to Jonah. So they start asking him rapid fire, 5 questions. Who's responsible for this? What kind of work do you do? Where do you come from? What's your country? From what people are you? They're playing the blame game. They're looking for someone to blame for the difficult times they're going through. We still do this today. God's on his throne. We don't need to be blaming other people for the things that God sovereignly allows. Jonah says, I'm a Hebrew. I worship the Lord, the God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land. Notice he said, the God that I serve is in charge of heaven above us, the water here, and the dry land. And the text tells us in verse 10, it's terrified the sailors. Because they said, your God's in charge of the air, the sea, and the land? You must have done something really bad. They're still looking for someone to blame. At the end of this passage, right at the end of chapter 1, they take Jonah and throw him overboard. That's not there as an example for us. We're not supposed to blame people and throw people overboard when we're unhappy. But interestingly enough, the raging sea grows calm. Here's 2 lessons to walk away with. Number 1, God is still in charge of Jonah. He's protecting Jonah's life even though he's been thrown into the sea, even though he's about to be swallowed by a great fish. But the second thing is, when the men saw the seas grow calm, they feared the Lord, offered a sacrifice to the Lord, and made vows to him. God can use anything to transform someone's life. What can you and I place in God's hand today? So that he might use us and our experiences and our journey to bring blessing into the life of someone else. Lord, help us to understand your ways for us today and use us to make a difference in someone's life. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.